Today is the first full day of freedom in a long time for Paul and Rachel Chandler. Somali pirates held the British couple hostage for 388 days. The Chandlers were released yesterday morning. Rachel Chandler could barely contain her joy.
Happy to be free, happy to be here, and desperate to see our family and friends, and so happy to be amongst decent, everyday people because we've lived for a year with criminals.
The Chandlers were different from most of the hostages Somali pirates have taken. They weren't rich, nor were they part of a commercial enterprise, so they couldn't afford anything like the $7 million ransom the pirates initially sought. The Chandlers spent last night in Nairobi, Kenya. That's where the BBC's Will Ross is right now. We can only imagine, Will, the Chandlers' relief. Can you tell us, since you saw them, how they looked after being in captivity for 13 months?
Well, certainly from all the footage, right from the time when they were released at dawn, basically on Sunday morning, right through to when they waved to the press at the residence of the British High Commissioner, they certainly looked very tired but very cheerful, quite thin as well. They'd obviously lost a lot of weight from, 13 months, basically living out in the open with sort of makeshift shelters totally under the control of this group of gunmen, and they spoke about their ordeal.
I think the worst time was when we had to abandon our home and boat, Lyn Rival, in the ocean.
Yes, I would say the same, abandoning Lyn Rival. Another time that was very traumatic was when they decided to separate us, and we were very frightened at that point, and we refused to be separated, and we were beaten as a result.
That was Paul and Rachel Chandler right there talking about their being pulled from the Lyn Rival, which is their yacht. For 388 days, they were held by these pirates. As we heard in that clip, they were mistreated on occasion. Do we know more about how they were treated through that period and what they did during that time?
I think the ordeal was extremely tough because the conditions there are so tough. But it's worth remembering that to the pirates, the Chandlers were basically a commodity to be traded. The pirates' aim was to get as much ransom as possible, so it was in their interest to keep them in a safe place away from other gunmen and ensure that they were healthy.
Well, talk about the ransom a little bit, and I want to play a clip here from the British Foreign Secretary, William Hague, who spoke to this issue of ransom. We know that almost £6 million, or about $10 million, was paid by the British to Somalia for aid and assistance back in March. There has been speculation that at least part of that money was used to pay ransom, but let's hear what Secretary Hague had to say about that.
I think it is right that successive British governments have said we don't make concessions to hostage takers. But it's also right to do everything else we have done in this case. We have used our contacts in the region to try to gain information and to influence the hostage takers. But no British government is going to start paying ransoms for hostages.
Now, we have heard that there was apparently $750,000 directly paid for their release. What do you know?
We know that money changed hands. The question is where it came from and exactly how much it was. And what happened back in June, we understand, is that several hundred thousand dollars, perhaps around $400,000, was airdropped to the pirates. And it was understood that some of that money had come from fundraising done by friends and well-wishers of the Chandlers, possibly some money from the Somali community as well. But when the pirates received that money, it seems they then thought, we can get some more. More money was clearly handed over, possibly from the transitional government of Somalia in Mogadishu, but a total probably in the high hundreds of thousands of dollars, so a long way off the initial ransom demand, $7 million. But nevertheless, it was a very expensive ordeal.
All right. Thank you very much for that report. Will Ross speaking to us from Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you again, Will.
It's a pleasure.